Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there. It's Living and Thriving time, and I'm Rusty. Every day of the week is my favorite day of the week, but Thursdays are my most especially favorite. Yes, that's a Rustyism, because I get to bring amazing people from all over the world to talk to you about what inspires them to be them and why they do what they do, and breaking people apart a little bit, opening them up to see the lighter side, the softer side, the ooey-gooey side. And today, I only have one guest because in theory, I was going to take today off. Did not happen as usual, and that's okay. There's no complaints there. The sky is clear, clouds are fluffy, traffic is ginormously crazy, but it's beautiful out. It's absolutely gorgeous here on the seacoast of New England, and I only have a couple more weeks to be here, and then a hi-ho, it's off to home I go, back to the Gulf Coast of Florida. Next week, I have Kelly Fisher. She's going to be talking about anxiety, something that is a huge topic for many, many people, so that's next Thursday. But today, yes, today, July 4th, 2019, we have Dan and Patty Hunt. They're going to talk to us about the law of attraction, which, you know, every time I try to utilize the LOA, I get a frog or a toad or maybe some warts. I don't know. Crazy. Somehow, somewhere, I'm doing something. I'm fumbling the ball. Maybe Dan and Patty can walk me through how I'm fumbling the ball. Let's see. Dan, Patty, are you out there?
We are. Hello.
Hey, high five. Welcome to the virtual hug room. Good morning. How are you guys?
We are absolutely wonderful. It is a beautiful day in Las Vegas here. It's about 80 degrees already with just beautiful, beautiful blue skies and a light breeze.
Yay. Don't you love that when you get to wake up and just be kissed by nature and be like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. And I'm so grateful to be able to wake up and experience that.
Exactly.
So, Dan and Patty, I've heard rumor that you do a lot with law of attraction, but I've heard a bigger rumor that you really had a fight to make this happen. So, who are you? What do you do? And what inspires you to be you?
Well, that's a great question to lead into. So, I was a school teacher for 20 years. I taught ninth grade science, very difficult age. And really, when I was growing up, thought if I went to college, got a career, worked for 30 years, I'd get the gold watch and retire and be just fine. And I met Dan, and together we have five kids. And Dan had been in the entertainment industry literally his whole life since he was 6 months old. But that's a story for another
time. Wow.
And then about eight years ago, Dan came down with West Nile virus and meningitis, and almost didn't make it. It was a really, really scary time. And then when his recovery, you know, took about a year, we, at that point, were almost totally financially devastated. So between us and five kids, and three of them were looking to get married, and money was just, it was a rough, rough time. And so we, you know, knew we had to do something different with our lives. At that point, we started into network marketing. But at first, we weren't successful. And that's where we came to the idea of the law of attraction. We saw the movies, we did the research, and we realized that the one thing that was holding us back from success was our mindset. It was all about our mindset. And so that's how we got to the law of attraction.
Well, and I think mindset is a huge topic within itself, and it's very difficult to navigate the beautiful highway of human thought. We're an energetic being. We're a being that's attracted to all kinds of things, and our brain is just this highway of many words. So, you know, your husband had meningitis. You had five kids couple of them wanted to get married. You're financially strapped. It sounds like an American tale for sure. you're probably a
you want to
say
American dream, but really it's the American nightmare.
Right, exactly right. And you're probably, you know, as the wife, a stress basket. That didn't help. How did you really pull up your big girl panties and say, I'm changing my mind? That just seems like we're missing something in the middle.
Well, I'm going to tell you that there's a real quick story here that really kind of changed everything for us. We were at a network marketing event in Arizona, and I was backstage, and a gentleman named Les Brown was on stage, and he was just talking and talking and talking. And,
I love Les
Bob
Brown.
Bob Proctor, yeah, he's a very motivational speaker. So I was sitting backstage with Bob Proctor, and he carries a book. It's a leather-bound book, and he carries it around with him everywhere he goes. And I was sitting talking to him, and I literally thought it was a Bible. So I asked him about the book, and the book was Think and Grow Rich. And Bob told me that he studies it every day of his life. And, you know, Patty and I left there and we read the book, and then I got the book on audio, and I now make it a practice of mine to listen to a chapter of that book every day, over and over, and I always learn something new. And from, you know, Napoleon Hill book from the 1930s, we really kind of took some of those concepts and some of those principles, and we truly applied them to our life. And it really made a difference. And that's when we decided to start working on a documentary about the law of attraction. And the documentary, we worked on it for a while, and we started over, and we threw it all out. We threw the bathwater out. And it kind of morphed itself into what we have now called the LOA course. People out there, they go to big events, and they watch the movie The Secret. And I know you had had Bob Doyle on a few weeks ago.
Yes.
From the movie The Secret. But, you know, they watch these things, and the question that came up as we were interviewing people and talking to people and studying about this, the question that keeps coming up over and over and over again is, I don't know what to do next. I don't know how to get started. Now, Patty, being a teacher for 20 years, has a really good concept of how to break things down so people can really understand them. So we put the Law of Attraction course together, not just to educate people on what it is and how it works and all of those types of things. What we've done is we put it together in a way that people can understand and have tasks to do each and every day. Simple things that they can do that really make a difference in changing your life.
Well, and I love that because, like I said in the intro, you know, I'm a huge Law of Attraction fan. I've had some success, but usually, especially in the romantic quadrant, I usually end up with a toad or a frog. And so, and I know that I'm not alone in that fumble. Like, we all fumble the ball. We all have our little quirks and niches and wonderful flaws, pieces of our humanity. Give us an idea of maybe two things that we can start to do today after the show that would help us not fumble the ball so much.
So first I want to say that, you know, you're not alone with feeling like what we hear all the time is the law of attraction doesn't work, you know, that I've tried, I can't manifest. That's a big one we hear all the time. So I kind of just want to address that because that's something that was the reason we created our whole law of attraction system. Because what happens is the fact is that people are manifesting all the time. Every day we're manifesting. It's just, what are we manifesting? And most people are bringing those negative things to them instead of the positive. So when people talk about manifest, they think positive. Well, when you say, oh my goodness, there's going to be a bill in the mailbox today, well, you've manifested that bill being there. So that's the first thing, and I think that people just being conscious of their thoughts, you know, and whether they're negative or positive, and working to, you know, be more positive on a regular basis. See that the sun is actually shining. Because, and sometimes you will take a little bit of a step back. This is all a process too. So when somebody says, oh, I can't do it, and they give up, or it doesn't work for me, well, it's a process, and it's looking at day by day little pieces. So it's just like working out. You don't go into a gym and just lift 100 pounds. I probably would have to start at 5 pounds because I haven't lifted weights. But you build, and as long as you stay with it, you'll build and you'll get stronger and stronger. So it's the same principle.
You know, Rusty, you said, what can people do to get started? And, you know, it's funny how you started the top of your show talking about what a beautiful day it was and how beautiful it is to get out in the nature and the fluffy clouds. And we truly believe that as well. So one of the things that we have done, and we're offering this to all of your listeners as well, is we give out for free, no anything, just for free, 21 days of happiness tips. And what it is we have put together little 30 to 60 second videos, and it's a great way to start your morning to listen to the video. If you don't have the, you know, able to see the video, you can just listen to the audio of it. But they're little tips on things that you can do during the day to start your day off on the right foot. Because if you start your day off in a bad mood or in a bad, then you know what? It snowballs and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you start your day off with a good thought and a happy feeling, then you know what? That is a snowball and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's just one of the ways that we've put together that people can get off on the right foot.
And we'll send you the link for that so people can. Oh, it's already there. Never mind. Okay. So, and the other thing that, to piggyback on what he said, was being aware of your thoughts is what I kind of alluded to. So being aware of those thoughts, being aware during the day, wow, I was thinking, oh, I'm getting fat, or a bill is going to come. And just that awareness, staying in the present, what's happening right now in the present, is something, again, that takes practice. It's a muscle that has to be built. But that'll make a big difference for people.
Well, I will tell you a story, and you guys will, you'll understand it on a higher level than most, but a couple of weeks ago, I have one of those car keys that you push the buttons and the car door is open and the trunk opens and that sort of thing. And it was already a 13-hour day. I was ready to finally go back to where I'm staying, and I turned my car key and it broke in my ignition. I laughed hysterically. I'm like, okay, universe, what are you trying to tell me? And I'm laughing, and somebody looked at me, and they're like, how can you be so positive and so happy over something like that? That's a very expensive thing, and how are you going to get it fixed? And worry, 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 worry. And I'm like, you know what? There's a reason for the season, and for whatever reason, I need to take a break, literally, right? And then the next morning, I went to turn on my car. I super glued my key, so it's functional. And I went to turn on my car, and my battery died. And again, I start laughing, and everybody at work's like, well, why do you think this is so funny? Why are you so chipper? How can you be so positive in this situation? And I'm like, because the universe is telling me I need to stop and take a break. Right? And I think, you know, as much as I like to highlight that story, I think it's how you handle those situations, because they're going to happen. Those things are going to crop up. Life happens no matter what. And you can stagnate, roll in it, and be miserable and sad and swear and all of those things. And that's perfectly normal and healthy. But I think at the end of the day, it really is just the universe telling you something.
You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, when we go through our course, we talk about your thoughts. And believe it or not, your thoughts are real things, and they are energy, just like the energy of your arm or your hand. But, you know, your thoughts turn into your feelings. And then your feelings turns into your reality. And if you took that exactly the other way and you had the key issue and you stamped on the car and you got all upset and your blood pressure went up, those thoughts turned into your feelings, and those feelings became a reality of negativity and bad things that just continue to happen. When you take a look at it and you just laugh and you say, let me take a breath. Let me just look at this, and the universe is saying, you know what? I need to slow down. I need to take a breath. I need to take a break. And you know what? You deal with everything better, and then good feelings start coming back to you. And I know it sounds a little bit woo-woo, as Bob Doyle would say, but, you know, in reality, if we put these things into practice in our everyday life with the little things, forget the big things, the big things we have to deal with. But it's the 70,000 thoughts that we have every day that if we can start approaching those on a positive nature, you're going to start living your life over 500 and in positive feelings all the time.
Well, and I think that's why I like to illustrate that story, because if I were to have gone a different route with my emotions or my state of being, I'm sure I would have attracted much worse of a scenario. And people, I think, my belief is people need to step back. People need to say, okay, obviously I need to take a break. And we all need. We need to learn how to rest. We need to learn how to relax, because we've taken that away from ourselves in this fast food society. And I love, 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 love the fact that you and your wife you've taken a hardship and you've transformed it into something very positive. What do your kids think about that? I mean, that's a huge transformation, going from a heart attack to meningitis to all of the other things. West Nile, how did you get West Nile? That's crazy to me.
If it's a mosquito.
There's so much to learn.
Bit him. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mosquito in the backyard. He was one of the lucky, you know, very small percentage of people that got it to that degree. So, we have five kids. Four of them are married. We have eight grandkids, actually, with one on the way next month. So our family is growing very quickly. Yeah. You ask what they think. I think they see it in different levels. And it comes back to what you talked about in the beginning. When people think of law of attraction, they think, wow, you know, I've tried, it's too hard. You know, I've heard people say, like, in a situation like yours, okay, Rusty, that's great, you were able to turn it around, but you don't understand what I'm going through. These are the things we hear all the time. And I think that when somebody could start with their mindset, just little steps, everybody's on a very different journey. And we have our youngest daughter who is totally with us, gets it. She's been, you know, immersed in it, because she was the one living at home with us when Dan got ill and we started to go through this transformation. Others, you could see that they're going through it at their own pace. So something simple, like my daughter, who's kind of closed off to these things, I won't mention names, but now on Facebook over the years, I see her say, oh, I'm so grateful for blah, 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 which she wouldn't have said before. So I guess the message here is we all have an effect on people that we never realize we have an effect on. So if you could walk out having listened to a happiness tip that morning, one of the tips is to play a song that gets you excited. So if you walk into Starbucks kind of with that energy because that song made you happy, you're affecting people in that Starbucks.
Right, exactly right.
And it kind of starts.
Nope, that's okay. I absolutely 1,000,000,000 recommend that as a prescription to every illness. Just throw on some tunes, man, dance in the kitchen, because it's amazing. Amazing what it does to your molecular self, what's amazing what it does to your body, to your psychology. And I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she hears the music and she locks herself in the bedroom rolling her eyes. She's like, oh my God, Mom. Oh my God. But I know secretly, as she gets older, she's going to do the same thing. That's going to be a great coping mechanism that's healthy and positive. And I highly recommend anybody just blare the music when you're in a bad mood. It changes your whole structure, your whole day, your whole way of being, because music makes you happy. Doing things that make you happy is what this whole program's about, right?
It's exactly what it's about, because people would say, and I just want to tell this quick story, when we were at the worst of the worst and I couldn't figure out how to pay, we couldn't figure out how to pay the mortgage, the bills were mounting.
Been there.
And I had a mentor that said, well, you have to be happy before you could start making money. And we were driving back from getting coffee. I was driving, and I literally wanted to push this man out of the car while we were driving, because here I am trying to figure out how I'm going to pay the bills, put food on the table, keep the roof over my head, and he's talking about being happy. Well, you know what? He was absolutely right, because if you don't change your energy, and when we say change your energy, just find ways to be a little happier each day. That's the goal. We don't change our energy, then we can't attract the things like, let's just get real, the things like money that, you know, everybody thinks will change everything. So it makes more of a difference than people realize. The energy in our body is way stronger than a lot of people realize.
And I love the fact that we are coming to a place and a time in space in the universe where we can have these conversations open and candidly, and there's not a lot of boo and hush and, oh, that's silly nonsense. I think for thousands of years, dreaming has always been what has created the world. I think we're all dreamers. But for some reason, we've put a stop at feeling that dream. And isn't that what you write and teach about, is really connecting your dream to your physical state of being?
Wow, this is so important. You know, we all have dreams. When we listen to the little kid dream about wanting to be a fireman or an astronaut or whatever it is they want to be, you know, as a society, we have taken that and, you know, just said, oh no, we got to get to work, we got to hustle 9 to 5, or you know, work, and dreams are just something you do when you go to sleep at night. There's no connection, they're not important. I think that's what in society it's become, and it's sad. I've realized how sad it is to think about that. As a little girl, I dreamed of being on a stage, and I put that aside because to me, being on stage meant you were a singer. And everybody knows I am not able to sing. But what I didn't realize is that's
I'll second that.
Yeah, it's true. I'm totally.
Oh, come on now.
But I know, right? I've come to accept it. But the fact is that me being on stage was not to sing. It was to get up on stage and empower people. It was to inspire people. It was to let people know, if I did it, you can too. And I have been able to do that. I've been able to speak on stages all over the world. So dreams are so important. You can't achieve anything until you dream about it first. You have to see it in your dreams. You have to believe it. You have to feel yourself there. And then you can manifest those things that you want. And that is what we teach in the course.
All right. So this is a great place where you can come up with your own little, because we're going to switch gears a little bit, like your mini commercial. So I know that we have the link in the summary. Everybody click on that link, check out the 21-day course. I'm totally going to get into that because, hey, you can't be enough positive. I know, another rustyism, but you can always be more positive. And I can step it up a notch, I'm sure. So click on the link, step it up a notch. And why don't you, Dan, tell us, you know, what really is cool about this course and what we're going to get out of it.
Wow, that's a mouthful. we designed this course. And actually what we've done over the last month with the help of our marketing people is we've taken the LOA course and we've made it better. And we now are calling it the LOA system. So, you know, in this course, we start out by giving people for free. All they have to do is sign, you know, give us their email address, and they will start getting the 21 days of happiness tips delivered to them every single morning. So that's where it all starts. And then the nucleus of what we have is what we call the LOA course. And the LOA course is about 12 chapters. It's about 25 to 30 hours of content and homework and exercises to do. But it teaches you all sorts of things like mindset. What is your mindset? How about your personal GPS? We call that our self-assessment. But we all have GPSs in our car. But a GPS does not work unless it knows where it is right now. It can't take you to where you're going unless you know where you are. So what we do is we start the course off with what we call our self-assessment or our personal GPS, and it gives you a look at the 8 areas of your life that, you know, you really want to take and look a real hard self-assessment. Where are you today, and what areas of your life do you want to be better in? And we go right through from there where we teach mindset and how to change your mindset. We talk about things that are holding you back, like fear and how to get over fear. We talk about meditation. And I know G.P. Walsh was one of your guests earlier. Well, G.P. Walsh teaches in this course a tapping segment. And G.P. Walsh is working with us right now to put a whole tapping course together. So it's all of these things all together, but that's just the course. And then what we decided to do is to add bonuses on. So when people purchase the course, we put together a group of bonuses. And one that we're real excited about is that book, Think and Grow Rich. We got this idea from Oprah. Because she's doing this series right now with Eckhart Tolle, and the book is
The New Earth,
where her and Eckhart break down every chapter of the book. So Patty and I have put together 15 chapters of the book, and we for 1 hour we break down what people don't understand in the book. So if you purchase the LOA system, you're going to get the 21 days. You're going to get that. You're going to get a speaker series where we've had big-time speakers like Bob Doyle come in. And, you know, Bob and I had a one-hour conversation about the law of attraction and about mindset. And, you know, between him and I, that, you know, some pretty heavy topics were discussed there. We have a young lady that is a breakthrough coach and talks about, you know, what is holding people back and how they have to break through. So we have 12 videos that are one-hour videos, and they come out once a month. They get released once a month of, you know, prominent people in the industry talking about their specialties. So we have a lot of exciting things that we've put together. And we've also, for the July 4th weekend, The next 50 people that do purchase the course are going to get a fast start one-on-one coaching with Patty to get them up and operating and running into the course. So from a commercial point of view, there's a lot of really cool things that we have going on with the course. We also have a private Facebook group that we kind of call it like a mastermind, where people can ask questions and talk to each other and help each other. So We're you know, as you can tell, we're really excited about what we're doing and the success stories of the people that have taken this course. It has literally changed lives. And it's just so satisfying to have somebody come over 6 months after taking the Law of Attraction course, and you don't even recognize them because their physical appearance is different and their attitude is different. And they're successful in their life, and they're manifesting things. And it's just really, really, you know, we are so grateful to be able to spend the last 10 years of our life doing the research, talking to the people, traveling around the world, and getting all of this information so we can put it in one place and people can just get it. So that's my 2-minute commercial.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, it sounds like you're very excited about it.
No, I just do it every day for the fun of it.
You could not tell by the excitement. not even a moment.
Yeah.
So we come up with a couple of ideas. Go ahead.
If you're not passionate about what you do, then you might want to think about doing something else. I just look at you for a second, and the way you open your show and how exciting it is and how you set the tone of positive and happy and good, it's all about that. If we can get more people to be thinking that way first instead of, oh, my God, what if, but. I wish we could get rid of that word in the English language, but. I want to do this, but I can't because of. We got to get rid of that whole word. I just want to get it out of the dictionary.
Well, and I think it's really intriguing if you were to sit back and think about how we have evolved. And it's kind of this cloudy, murky place because realistically, when we're born, we're the happiest creatures on the planet. We're gorgeously happy, and we laugh, and we giggle, and we suck on our toes, and we try to roll over, and everything's beautiful and innocent and wonderful, and we want to explore everything. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Then all of a sudden, something happens. Something happens somewhere in our transition from being a child to a young adult that changes our perception and our ability to sit back and just smile.
You know, and you bring that up. Harry Chapin did a song many years ago about a little boy who went to school and the teacher chastised him for drawing flowers in all the different colors of the rainbow and taught the child that flowers were red and green. And, you know, through the song, he then goes later in life to a different school, and the teacher has a completely different mindset and said, there's so many colors in the rainbow, let's use them all. And, you know, that song, really what you just said, that song signifies all of that, that there are a lot of colors in the rainbow, but unfortunately our society, our way of being – has all these rules and regulations and limited thought processes that we then teach our children that there aren't all the colors of the rainbow, that they're only red and green. And I think that one of the reasons that Patty and I are here are to teach not just the children, but everybody to stop looking at just the red and green, because there are so many colors in the rainbow.
And it's fascinating. When people are ready to see the full color of the rainbow, they're ready to see it. And when they're not, they're not. And I've gone through many, many years and of coming to the understanding that I am just a farmer. All I do is plant seeds all day long. I literally plant little positive seeds everywhere that I go. And it either blooms or it doesn't. It's not my job to water it.
Well, you know.
It's my job to plant
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's a great analogy, and some of the things that we try to do is, you know, take people like you that plant the seeds, you know, and then we continually try to water those seeds and keep them nourished so they do grow up to be red or green or blue or pink or yellow.
And I think for me, being a teacher, I taught, you know, every spectrum of, you know, learning abilities in a classroom, sometimes all at the same time. And for me, I always looked at the person who struggled, the kid in the classroom that struggled, and how can I get to them? How can I get to the next level for them? So I think the people, you know, today that are struggling and are just living their life till they get to death, they're the people I want to get to and inspire and say, you know what, you can get to that next level. You can move forward and do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter what age you are. It's not written in stone what your life has to look like.
Oh, say that one more time.
What? Which part?
It's not written in stone.
Yeah,
it's not written in stone as to what your life looks like. That is correct. Oh, I love you. Yes.
I never know what's
yes,
going on.
Yes, no, it's perfect. Me either. I have no filter, so be cautious.
Yeah.
So it's never written in stone. And that's why I host my radio show. I don't believe that we are written in stone. I don't believe that there is a black and white. I believe truly we are this fluid entity that's trying to experience as much as we can before we change form. Whatever that means. Angel, for me, hopefully a dragonfly. I don't know. But we're fluid. We're a conscious fluid stuck on this planet that is just moving and learning and hopefully in gratitude. What do you recommend or suggest for people to start breathing into that gratitude? What kinds of steps do you talk about?
When it comes to gratitude, you know, and for me, I love a gratitude journal. People say it all the time, but I'll tell you where my struggle was when somebody told me to write in a gratitude journal. When we were struggling, I would sit down and be very angry, and because I cannot think of something I was grateful for. What do I have to be grateful for? I'm ready to lose my house, blah, 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 you know, all those things. So what I tell people is if you could start by writing three things or thinking about it. Some people don't want to write it. Get up in the morning thankful that you're alive, because the other option is pretty bleak.
Exactly.
So just looking around, find something, somewhere that you could be grateful for, even if it's just the sunshine, the air you're breathing, you know, that you have a roof over your head. I know people who, a young lady who lived out on the street, and she was one of the most grateful people I've ever met. So if she could find a way to be grateful, I think everybody can. Start with three things every day and increase it. Whether it's writing, making a daily habit of writing, or just waking up saying it before you pick your phone up and look at social media.
You know, every day people get up and they have the pressures of life. I got to go to the work. I got to do this. I got to pay the bills. I got to do that. And I guess what Patty is saying is before you get on Facebook and you start looking at other people's agendas, take 5 minutes for yourself. Just stop when you get up in the morning. Take 5 minutes for yourself and say, you know what? I live in a pretty nice house. And if you don't live in a nice house, well, I have a comfortable bed. And if you don't have a comfortable bed, well, at least you had a blanket last night. So find something, and it doesn't matter what it is, but find the good in your life. Find the things that you are grateful for, the things that make you happy, and start your day thinking about those instead of the bills, instead of the advertisements and everybody's trying to get your attention on social media. Instead of all of that stuff first, I'm not saying don't do that stuff. I'm saying get yourself in the right mindset in the morning and just take stock of what is around you and what makes you feel good and what makes you feel happy. And I promise you, if you can get in a habit of doing that, then you will have better days. And it might not happen all at once, but it will slowly happen. It will slowly start working its way into your life where you have that good attitude and then better days. And better days create better attitudes, and better attitudes create more productivity, and then you're giving back more than what you were before.
All right. So give us one more time what your program is called. The Law of Attraction courses.
It's the Law of Attraction system, which includes the course and all of the things Dan talked about, the Think and Grow Rich book and workbook and 1 hour a day, the 21 Days to Happiness, which for your listeners we're giving for free, a mastermind Facebook, private Facebook group where people will be able to talk and pass things by each other. Masterminds are so, so important. The speaker series where once a month we will have a speaker on that somebody can listen to and be inspired by somebody else. We also have for the first 50 people, I don't know how I'm going to do this time-wise, but I'm very passionate about this idea that Jane came up with of me giving a one-on-one mentoring counseling session so that we can get people started on the right foot into the system. So we're doing that for the first 50 people. We have the meditation EFT tapping that's part of the system. And there's something else that I can't remember, but that's what's part of the LOA system.
I think it's wonderful, and I'm so excited that you guys found me, I found you, or however this happened. The universal alignment was perfect because we need more people like you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know, adversity is adversity. And again, like I always say, you're going to go through life. You're going to have things happen. And laugh through it. Find the happiness. And every morning, I utilize my social media, and I put my gratitude list right there on social media. And you know what's really cool about that? Every morning that I do that, every day, in my memories, there's this thing that they say, we cherish your memories from 5 years ago or 8 years ago or whatever. And when I started doing my gratitude list on my social media, I didn't know that that even existed. And every morning, I still do it. And then it pops up with my memory from a few years ago with my gratitude list. And it's a nice reminder because it makes you feel good. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That happened. That's so cool. I forgot about that.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that.
Oh, it just it puts an extra pep.
Like that. And I would strongly recommend to your listeners that that's a really good first step. I mean, a really good first step.
I think if that's the only thing people do for 21 days aside from watching your 21-day video series, that will be good enough. I that's the best start that you can have. You never know, and you two can fully understand and embrace what I'm about to say, but when you start this process, you start this journey of gratitude, you start this journey of just appreciating your pillow, just appreciating waking up. Like for me, it's my dog. They snuggle into me. I think that I might have been a kangaroo in my past life. Like they really snuggle into me. And I appreciate that they love me so much and I keep them warm, you know? And it's the little tiny itty bitty things that I'm aware of and recognize. But from that, so many beautiful things have opened up. It's like your world just blossoms into this whole different universe when you get really good with life.
You know, as you say that, it brings me to people just have to get started. Our society has created a world of procrastinators, and it is so easy to say, well, I'll do that tomorrow. But you know what? If you just get started, if you just put one thing you're grateful for and you post it on your Facebook page every day for the 21 days that you get these happiness tips, well, guess what? 21 days creates a new habit. And when that becomes a habit, you'll just start doing it automatically. And then maybe you go to 2, and then maybe you go to 3, and then maybe you're like Patty where you write a whole darn page every day. So it's getting started, though. Ladies, gentlemen, people that are listening to this show, take the first step. I'm helping you. I'm giving you a push by giving you 21 days of a nudge of something positive. I'm giving you that nudge. Take the first step, and trust me, it'll be worth your while.
And not to say that you have to do what I do. You know, I wake up literally the first thing that I do before I even curl out of bed is I write my gratitude list, and that's just my habit. That's my thing. But, you know, if you want to do it before you go to bed, if you want to do it when you're in your lunch break, if you want to do it while you're driving in your car and you want to use your little voice, whatever, voice command thing, you know, there's always an opportunity for you to find gratitude. And even if you don't write it down, which I highly recommend that you do, own it, I think that just finding something to be grateful about every moment, every day, even if it's like you said, Dan, one thing, and saying it, just say it. I am really grateful that it's beautiful out today. Oh, my God. I can't even tell you how beautiful it is right now. I'm driving down the road. I'm on the main highway. The sky is absolutely gorgeous. The cloud, there are no clouds whatsoever. It's the 4th of July, so there's going to be a ton of fireworks tonight, and it's a clear sky. You can't get prettier than that, I don't think, you know? But there it is. There's the gratitude, and I'm good. What else, as we are winding down the show, would you recommend for us to do other than take that really first step, which is acknowledging your moment?
I'm going to say that people, to take a few minutes for somebody to decide that there is an area of their life that they are not happy with and decide that they are going to move forward to become happier, to change something in their lives. Because people get to 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, whatever, and they say, wow, I wish I had. So today is day one. So if everybody listening could say, you know what, today I'm going to work toward changing one thing in their life and setting out to make that change. So I sometimes ask people, if you were laying on your deathbed thinking back on your life, what comes to mind? Are you filled with regrets? I shoulda, coulda, woulda, or are you happy? So if somebody could sit down and say, okay, let me look at the areas of my life, and I'm going to change one thing. I'm going to start today, July 4th, we're halfway through 2019, and I'm going to find a way. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to find a way to change one thing in my life, and I'm going to keep moving forward with making that change. I think that would be a great thing for people to take a step to commit to something.
I will tell you the largest change that I made in my life, and it was hard because I'm one of those sensitive, ooey-gooey people on the inside, like most people. But the largest step that I took to change my life, change my direction, was to stop feeling sorry for myself.
Good.
And I mean that with all love. I mean that with such love. I can't even tell you, because we get into such a habit of, well, and we shoulda all over ourselves. And it's so messy when you shoulda yourself. And, you got it. So if you stop shitting yourself, you stop feeling sorry for yourself and you start going, okay, I'm flawed. This is the way it is. And period, I'm just flawed. Okay, so moving on, moving forward. And accepting you and getting really good with who you are, all your parts, all your components, all your stuff. It opens up a huge amount of world, a huge amount of life, because now there's nothing really stopping you from being who and what you're destined to be.
And I love that you put that out there and you're vulnerable and you tell people that that's where you came from, because people have this belief system that you don't understand how it is for me. So I'd love to start by telling people my story. It was ugly. It was really low, and you know what, we work through it. So if we could do it, so can you. So I'd love that you share that with your listeners and make that available, because you know, they embrace it. We've all had our crap to deal with, and you know, embrace it and let's see how to move forward.
And you know, one final thought from me is another thing to realize for people is you don't have to do it alone. And it doesn't matter if you don't buy our course or take our 21 days. There are a lot of things out there. You know, just looking at the list of the guests that you've had. I take Bob Doyle. He has the Bob Doyle Show, and it's all about happiness. Just listen to the Bob Doyle Show about happiness. you don't have to do this alone. There are a lot of resources and people out there that can help you through this process, and not all of them cost money. So, you know, A, change the mindset, but B, you know, seek the help, seek the advice, seek all of these positive things like your show that are, you know, I look at the guests and I know a lot of the people that you've had on your show over the last, you know, 2 or 3 months. And I got to tell you, what an inspiring group of people. You know, if you want to just really feel good about yourself, go back and listen to your show with GP Walsh. It's incredible. So I just think that these kind of things are out there for people. You don't have to go it alone. Get the help. Listen to the people. And you will make a difference in your life.
Well, and I will tell you, I buy books, same books for, and I leave them in my car because I always know that my destiny is what it is, and I give people seats. And the other day I went to Barnes & Noble here in the Seacoast, and I bought a couple of Napoleon Hill books. Ironically, I didn't even know you were coming on the show. So here we are having this conversation again, and I have a book for $7.98, who I know it's destined for somebody because that's the way the universe works, especially with me. And I'm grateful for that because look at where I am, you know, look at the beautiful people that I get to meet every day. But again, $7.98, that's 2 cups of coffee at Starbucks. So, you know, it's all in perspective and what you want and how much energy you're willing to put forth to changing those patterns.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. You know, Dan and I and you are not special. We just did the work it took. We just took that first step and then the second step and so on.
And look at it. We get to virtually hug each other. The show's almost over. Can
yes.
you believe that? It's crazy to me. It goes by so fast. So, Dan and Patty, give us your last words, and then I have to virtually hug you and cut you loose so that you can go and plant seeds for other people all over the universe and make it a beautiful place.
Well, you know, for me, our last words are, we are just so grateful for people like you that has, you know, a following and a show out here that people, you know, you're the connector. You're the connector that brings all of this information and positive thought to all of the people that are listening to this show. So from our point of view, we have this little niche. We call it the LOA system. And we'd love to have you join us in our niche. But if our niche isn't for you, just look down the list of this show alone, and there are 10 other niches down there that will all help people live a happier, more positive life. So truly, from the bottom of our hearts, we want to thank you for doing what you're doing and thank the listeners for listening and going out and exploring that there is more out of life than what you have right now.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much. And I loved having you both on, and I look forward to having you on again and seeing how you've grown and blossomed and what new stuff you've done.
Well, we look forward to that as well.
Thank you.
You're listening.
I want that
virtual
hug now.
You've got it right here, buddy. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and that was Dan and Patty Hunt of LOAcourses.com. The link, if you want to click on it, is there in the summary. And I have to tell you, you know, how blessed am I to be able to connect people all over the world with such amazing spirits and souls and journeys. You know, how do you go from West Nile virus to being one of the most positive, happiest people on the planet? I don't know. He did it. They've done it. They have 5 kids that are doing it. So you can do it too. And again, all it is click on the link, hang out with the videos for 21 days. If you're driving in the car and you play the video, don't watch it, listen. You know, the safety thing. And your world will open up into a very, very different place. And trust me, it does. It's amazing. I've had cancer 3 times. I've been shot.
I've been homeless. You guys know my story. And life is so freaking beautiful. I can't even tell you. I love, love, love waking up every morning. And I want you to, too. Like I always say, this is kind of like the spiritual Home Depot. I've got 7 flathead screwdrivers of all kinds of spiritual sizes. Come and check it out. I've got 5 years, hundreds of guests, and Dan and Patty Hunt have been today's special guests. Happy 4th of July, America. Another year of being America. How cool is that? Enjoy your fireworks, drink safely, drive 5 miles slower, hug 5 minutes longer, and you know what? Just love. Maybe pay a toll. Somebody else's toll, not yours, Philly. Maybe buy somebody a cup of coffee. I'm on the search for coffee. I could use one. I love you. You're beautiful. Next week, we're going to talk about anxiety. Not today. I'm going to go and play with fireworks. Be well.